Hey there, wonderful souls. Welcome back to Dr. Dodswaite's podcast, The Sanctuary, where we dive into real talk, real stories, and real transformation. We're absolutely thrilled to have you joining us once again. Today's episode is more than mere words. It's an invitation for divine transformation. So, take a deep breath, center your heart, and allow the wisdom to resonate within you.
Let's go to Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse 18. We're moving over to verse 18. This is what the Bible says in verse 18. And I told them, okay, let me just read from verse 17 so I get the flow. Then I said to them, you see the distress that you are in, how Jerusalem lies in waste, or lies waste, and its gates are burned with fire. Come and let us build the wall of Jerusalem, that we may no longer be a reproach. Then verse 18, and I told them of the hand of my God, the hand of my God. I love that phrase, and that's what I want us to look at today. I told them of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me, and also of the king's words that he had spoken to me. I mean, this guy had double favor. He had horizontal favor, and he also had vertical, you know, favor. I think we looked at horizontal favor in a way yesterday when we're talking about him talking to the king. I shared with you how he was sad, and then he spoke to the king, and the king asked him, what is wrong with you, Nehemiah? And he started telling the king that what he needed. He needed letters, you know, to the governors. He needed a letter to the keeper of the forest, you know, to supply him with timber. So this is like horizontal favor. It's like the king also supported what he wanted to do. But here we are seeing something else that is very powerful, that Nehemiah is also attributing his victory or his success to the hand of God. And he says, I told them of the hand of God, which had been good to me. The hand of God had been good to me. The hand of God had been with me to guide me. So for you to really achieve your vision, for you to build, for you to walk in honor, you also need the hand of God, you know, to be good to you. The hand of God, not for the hand of God to be against you, but the hand of God to be good to you. And you are going to experience double honor. This is our month of double honor. This is the month you're conceiving the vision to build. You know, this is the month that God is bringing people to help you build. And so you will need the hand of God as well, you know, to be with you. So today I want us to look at the hand of God. Let me tell you, we need the hand of God with us. You need the hand of God to be upon you, you know, in all your endeavors. If the hand of God is not with your business, if the hand of God is not, you know, with your marriage, if the hand of God is not with you as an individual, I am telling you, what you are doing, you're going to struggle. You're going to struggle in what you are doing. You're going to struggle in business. You're going to struggle in your marriage. You're going to struggle in the work of your hands. You need the hand of God, you know, to be with you. You see, the Bible says that whatever your hand, this is the human hand, whatever your hand finds to do, you need to do it with all your might. Which is important. You need to be diligent. You need to work hard. You know, you need to throw yourself out there to what you're doing. You mean totally sold out, put your energies, put your hand into it, put your hand on the plow. In fact, Jesus said, if you put your hand on the plow and then you look back, you're not fit for the kingdom. So your hand is important, and you have to work hard. Please don't mistake me. You have to work hard. You have to be diligent. You have to put your hand in what you're doing, put your soul in what you're doing, put your all in what you're doing. But let me tell you, if the hand of God is not on your hand, if the hand of God is not upon your life, if the hand of God is not good to you, I'm telling you, you are not going to go very, very far. If you can remember, for those who are, you know, soccer lovers, in 1986, during the World Cup, there is a goal that a guy by the name Diego Armando Maradona, I know some of you will not know him, but some of you do, he scored a goal. You know, it was the quarterfinals during that time, England versus Argentina, and he scored a goal that was very controversial. Those days we didn't have VAR, and so whatever the referee said, that is what was accepted. So he scored that goal with a goal, but I think the position he was in, the referee could not be able to see to see him. And so when he scored the goal, people complained, but the referee said, look, the goal stands. Because where the referee was, he could not actually see that this man used his hand to score. So when he was asked, you know, how did you score? He said it was the hand of God. That goal has stood until today, and it is called the hand of God. You know, he attributed this goal to the hand of God. I hope he was serious. So we need the hand of God with us. You need the hand of God to be upon you. You need the hand of God to guide you. You need the hand of God to be with you in all your endeavors. You need the hand of God to be with you in all that you do. Without the hand of God, let me tell you, your success is gonna be difficult. Without the hand of God, your progress is gonna be hard. Without the hand of God, you know, your promotion will be almost impossible. You need the hand of God to be with you. You need the hand of God to guide you. You need the hand of God to grant you success. You need the hand of God to open doors for you. You need the hand of God to go before you and clear the crooked path before you. You need the hand of God to be good to you. Before you even go further, I pray that may the hand of God be with you. May the hand of God be good to you. May the hand of God be with your family. May the hand of God be with your home. May the hand of God be with your business. May the hand of God be on your hand, even as you work, in the name of Jesus Christ. May God put his hand, his good hand, upon you. May God put his hand of favor upon you. May God put his hand of mercy, goodness, you know, and progress upon your life. Through his hand, may you move. Through his hand, may you become successful. Through the hand of God, may you be covered, and may you be protected from the wiles of the enemy, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. May the hand of God be upon us, a city of transformation. We need the hand of God. We need the hand of God to guide us. We need the hand of God to go with us. We need the hand of God to help us to complete our building project. You need the hand of God to help you build whatever you want to build. We need the hand of God to build our marriages, to build our homes, to build our businesses. We need the hand of God in everything that we do. And this morning, I pray that may the hand of God be with you. May the hand of God protect you. May the hand of God cover you. May the hand of God surround you. May the hand of God go with you all the way, every step of the way. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. You see, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 1, who has believed our report? Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? So you need the hand of God to be revealed to you. Because when the hand of God is revealed to you, it's a great thing. It's an amazing thing. It's a powerful thing to have the arm of God or the hand of God revealed to you. When you locate the hand of God, when you experience the hand of God, oh my goodness, when the hand of God is revealed to you, your life will change. When the hand of God is revealed to you, I'm telling you, your eyes will be opened. When the hand of God is revealed to you, progress will be your portion. To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Next time this question is asked, you will say, I am the one. The hand of the Lord was revealed to me. In the year 2024, the year of multiplication, the hand of God was revealed to me. In the month of March, the month of double honor, the hand of the Lord was revealed to me. I prophesy over someone here as you pray, may the arm of the Lord be revealed to you. May the hand of the Lord be revealed to you. Maybe you're in a situation, you're in a circumstance, and you are feeling lost. lost. You're feeling broken. You don't know what to do. You don't know which decision to make. Things are thick in your life. You need to make a decision, but you don't see your way out. You know, you're in this big dark tunnel. There is no light at the end of the tunnel. I pray for you this morning that may the hand of God be revealed to you in the name of Jesus. In your mess, in your brokenness, in your pain, in your confusion, in your dilemma, I pray that may the hand of the Lord be revealed to you in the name of Jesus. In that difficult circumstance that you are in that dilemma that you are in, things are not working, in that confusion and the chaos that is surrounding you today, in the turbulence that you are in, your life is shaky, your business is shaky, your marriage is shaky, you know, your future is bleak. I pray that may the hand of God be revealed to you in the name of Jesus. There's a major decision you need to make. You are at a crossroad. You don't know which one is the right move to make, and you have to make the decision. You feel it in your heart. You feel a push. You feel a nudge. You feel a conviction that you need to do this. I pray that may the hand of God be revealed to you this morning in the name of Jesus. May you see God pointing in the right direction. May you see God directing you in the right direction. May you see His hand guiding you in the right direction in the name of Jesus. You will not be destroyed. You will not end up in confusion. You will not end up in a ditch. You will not end up, you know, in chaos in the name of Jesus. May the hand of God be revealed to you today in the name of Jesus. In your mess, in your brokenness, in your confusion, in your dilemma, at a crossroad in your life, may the arm of the Lord be revealed to you today in the name of Jesus. And so I want to give you, I hope I'll be able to, if I don't finish, we'll continue tomorrow, but maybe I'll just do a few today and then we'll continue tomorrow. I want to give you, you know, the power of the hand of God. What does the hand of God accomplish in our lives? Nehemiah says, the hand of God was good to me. May the hand of God be good to you today in the name of Jesus. The hand of God was good to me. May the hand of God be good to you this day in the name of Jesus. I'm getting excited about it because this is very powerful. This is amazing. The hand of God. We've talked about the eyes of God, but this time we're talking about the hand of God. The hand of God was good to me. May the hand of God be good to you this morning in the name of Jesus. So what is this power that is unleashed when the hand of God is good to us? What is this that is accomplished in our lives when the hand of God is upon us? What is this that we experience, you know, in our lives as the children of God when His hand is good to us? I'm going to share with you you already know, or you don't want. Do you want me to share with you this morning? Do you want me to share with you this morning? All right, here we go. Number one, the power of the hand of God unlocks exaltation. Exaltation. When the hand of God is good to you, you will be exalted. In other words, you will be promoted. You know, naturally, people want to promote themselves. Naturally, people want to exalt themselves. People want to be the bosses. People want to occupy the top seat. That's why you see, you know, in politics, how competitive it is, especially the presidential, you know, election. Everybody wants to sit on that seat. You want to be, you know, above everyone, you know, in a country. So it's a very competitive office. There's a lot that goes into it. Money, you know, is a lot that goes into it in terms of campaigning. People crisscross this country, you know, they purchase choppers, they buy, you know, big vehicles, they enlist a big team, you know, to go around the country, you know, to campaign. And there is a lot that is said, you know, about those people. There is propaganda. There is the truth. You try to make the other person look so bad as you sell, you know, your vision, because you want that seat. It's a seat of exaltation. You want to be up there. You want to sit on that seat. So everybody wants, you know, some kind of exaltation. Sometimes we tend to exalt ourselves. When we have power, we exalt ourselves. When we have resources, we exalt ourselves. We want to be above everybody else. I mean, and this did not begin with us. It began with Lucifer in heaven. When you read the book of Isaiah chapter 14, talks about how Lucifer exalted himself in heaven. He said, I will. I will be like God. I will exalt myself. I want to be like God. I want to receive the praises that God is receiving. You can read that in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12, all the way down. He exalted himself, and all these things were happening in his heart. The ambition was in his heart. The selfish ambition of exalting himself, you know, was in his heart. He really wanted, you know, to go up. And you see, it's a need that everybody has. It's a need, it's a craving that everybody has, you know, to go up, to be exalted. And sometimes we do it in a wrong way. But you see, the hand of God is the one to exalt us. You are not supposed to exalt yourself. You are supposed to be faithful to God and allow his hand, you know, to exalt you. Because the Bible says he raises one and he puts down, you know, the other. When God exalts you, is a good thing. When God exalts you, is a wonderful thing. When God exalts you, is a godly thing. And you should stop working so hard, you know, to exalt yourself, to be above everybody else. That is the drive that you have by working so hard and just relying on God to exalt you, because his exaltation is sweet. His exaltation is amazing. His exaltation is a blessing. You see, when you exalt yourself, it will take your strength to sustain yourself when you're up there. Because when you exalt yourself, you become vulnerable. Everybody sees you. The reason why everybody talks about the president is because he is in a position where everybody sees him. You know, the other day, I saw he was in parliament after delivering a speech, and he was walking out, and there was a video they took and the caption that the president almost fell down. And it caught my attention. I said, let me watch and see, I mean, how the president almost fell down. And it was a very small thing, I mean, that we all go through every now and then, where you just miss a step, you know. But the way they put it is like the guy was going down. You know, I can't remember the caption, but the way they put it is like the guy was going down as he was walking. And when you see the video, I mean, it's just a slight misstep, you know, which we go through every now and then. But because he's in that position of exaltation, everybody sees him. Everybody watches his move. Everybody watches what he says. Everybody watches his demeanor. You know, everybody watches his face. And if his face changes a little bit, we have something to talk about. Everybody watches how he walks. And if his walking style changes a little bit, we have something to say. Everybody watches how he is in meetings. If he sleeps, we have something to say about it. It's because of his exaltation, because of his exalted position. So when you exalt yourself, you have to sustain yourself up there, because everybody will see you. You become an easy target, you know. That's why leaders are targeted a lot. That's why everybody says something about a leader, because the leader is exalted. People say so many things. People, you know, miss a step. You know, people sometimes sleep in a meeting, but because of your position, you know, nobody says anything about it. That's what I'm saying. If you exalt yourself, you have to sustain yourself. If you exalt yourself, you have to protect yourself while you're up there. If you exalt yourself, you have to use your own strength and your own power to sustain yourself up there. But God, when God exalts you, when his hand exalts you, it's a sweet thing. He will protect you. He will cover you. He will shield you against any attack. Because you are in a vulnerable position where everybody can attack you, everybody can say anything about you, everybody can criticize your moves, everybody can criticize what you say, everybody can criticize the direction that you take, everybody can criticize even the good intentions that you have for the organization or for the country or even for your company. So you need the hand of God to exalt you, because he who he exalts, he will protect. He who he exalts, he will cover. The Bible says, this is a famous scripture, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 to 6. The Bible says, humble yourself therefore under what? Under the mighty hand of God. And he will do what? He will exalt you in due time. So there is a time for your exaltation. That's why you have to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Stay there. Stay under the hand of God. Be humble. Operate from that position. Hide under the hand of God. Stay under the hand of God. Serve under the hand of God. humble yourself and be there under the mighty hand of God. And the Bible says, He shall exalt you in due time. Many of us, we exalt ourselves at a wrong time. We exalt ourselves at a wrong moment of our lives, and we become an easy target of the enemy. Timing is very, very important, and God knows the timing of your exaltation. God knows the timing of your promotion. What you need to do is to humble yourself, to stay under the high, mighty hand of God, to operate undercover under the mighty hand of God. Stay there, be faithful there, be diligent there, be committed to His word there, be committed to your integrity, be committed to the word of God under the mighty hand of God. And let me tell you, in due time, He shall exalt you. At the right time, He shall lift you. At the right time, you will be promoted. If you're here and you have not experienced any promotion, I want to give you wisdom. Stay under the mighty hand of God. Stay under the covering of the mighty hand of God. Stay there. Operate from there. Serve from there. Be faithful there. Locate that place and stay there. And I'm telling you, at the right time, God is going to exalt you. At the right time, God is going to lift you up, because His hand is amazing. His exaltation is amazing. You know, many times we complain and we cry and say, oh God, I can see that somebody has been exalted. I can see this brother of mine has been exalted. This sister has been exalted. I mean, this guy, we were together. We struggled together. We ate together. We lived together. But look at him. He has been exalted. It is his moment. I want you to know that your moment is coming. Your time is coming. Your season is coming. Your hour is coming of exaltation. Instead of feeling jealous of others that God is lifting up, stay under the hand of God. Remain under the hand of God. Be committed under the hand of God. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and your due season will come in the name of Jesus. Some of us, this month of March, because it's our month of double honor, it is your due season. It is your due moment. It is your due hour. You have stayed under the mighty hand of God. You have served under the mighty hand of God. You have been faithful under the mighty hand of God. I want you to know that God is going to elevate you in the name of Jesus. God is going to promote you in the name of Jesus. Can I hear an amen in this house? Hallelujah. You will be lifted. You will be exalted. You will be promoted in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Can somebody shout a louder amen? It is your due season for someone here. It is a due season for a brother here. It is a due season for a sister here. You will be exalted. You will be lifted up. You will experience exaltation in different aspects of your life in the name of Jesus. The Lord will lift you. The Lord will lift you. The Lord will exalt you in this month of March in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm getting excited. So humble yourself and stay under this mighty hand of God. Don't exalt yourself. Don't try and lift up yourself. Don't try and step on people's heads so that you may go up. Don't try and malign people's names so that you may go up. No, 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 no. Don't try and, you know, and bring people down, throw your weight around so that you may be able to go up. That is a wrong path that you have chosen to go up. That is a wrong path that you have chosen, you know, to exalt yourself. You will be brought low. You will be humble. You will be ashamed. You have to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And I am telling you, in due season, at the right moment, you are going to experience exaltation in the name of Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen? Your family, I prophesy exaltation over your business. I prophesy exaltation, you know, over your company, over your firm. Serve Him. May you be exalted in the name of Jesus. May you be lifted up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Are we together, somebody? Jesus, thank you, Jesus. All right, we are back. I'm very sorry for that. I think we lost connection. It hanged a little bit, but we are back in the name of Jesus. Ooh, wow. Facebook. If you can hear me, say amen. All right, number 2. If you can hear me, say amen. If you can hear me, say amen. If you can hear me, say amen. I lost connection, but I'm back. I'm back, I'm back, I'm back, I'm back. Can you hear me? Huh? Can you hear me? If you can hear me, let me know that you can hear me. Maybe I should start my own Facebook. Lol. All right. If you're here and you can hear me, just let me know you can hear me. We lost connection, but we are back. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me, somebody? Let me know. If you can hear me, you tell me. I can hear you. Wow. Let me know if you can hear me. We lost connection, but we are back. If you can hear me, let me know. All right. Loud and clear. Oh, beautiful. Okay, we can continue. So the hand of God brings exaltation in your life. That is number one. Number two, the hand of God as well, it unlocks the prophetic. The hand of God unlocks the prophetic. What is prophecy? Prophecy is inspired utterance. You know, you don't just speak empty words, but you are able to tap into, you know, inspiration, and inspiration is brought about by the Holy Spirit. So you tap into inspiration, and you don't just speak empty words. You know, you speak words that have been inspired by the Holy Spirit, but also the prophetic. The prophetic is the ability to comprehend, you know, and to see what is hidden. You are able to comprehend enigmas, and you are able to see, yeah, you know, what is hidden. In other words, you have understanding, you know, for enigmas. That is also what the prophetic, you know, represents. You know, life can be complex, I'm telling you. And sometimes you desire to have an extra eye, you know, to be able to see, you know, what is enigmatic and to understand it. Life can be complex. Things can be complex. You can face situations that are very, very complex, you know, and sometimes, honestly speaking, you can put your best foot forward. You can try your best to resolve whatever you're being confronted with. You can lie low. You can do everything within your power to try and resolve it. But let me tell you, sometimes it can really be challenging. You know, it's like you can exhaust all your human ability to try and deal with a situation. All you need maybe is an extra eye to be able to see what is not being seen with your naked eye. And that's when then the prophetic, you know, kicks in. When the prophetic kicks in, God gives you an added advantage to be able to see, you know, what your naked eye cannot see, to be able to understand what your, you know, what your mind cannot understand. You know, it gives you an edge. It gives you an advantage in that particular situation, because sometimes life can be very complex. Sometimes family issues can be complex. Sometimes, you know, financial matters can be very complex. Sometimes, you know, relationships can be complex. That's why people write, you know, in relationships, they write complicated. You ask them, what is your marital status or what is your relationship status? And they tell you complicated. And sometimes you need to understand, because for some of them is really, really complicated. They have tried their best. They have tried everything, but it's not working. And so they just say it is a complicated matter. And sometimes it can really be complicated. And so you need the hand of God to be good to you, to be able to deal with complex matters in your life. Now, in 2 Kings chapter 3, is the story of Jehoshaphat, who was under siege. He was, you know, being attacked by, you know, some kings. And he asked, is there not a prophet here? We need a prophet. We need a prophet who can tell us, you know, what's going to happen. I need a prophet to give me divine direction, because he was a soldier. Yes, he could fight. Yes. But he felt that he needed, you know, an extra eye to see into the whole situation so that he can be assured of victory, or he can know that he's going to fail so that he prepares himself. I believe Jehoshaphat did not want surprises. You know, and there are people who don't want surprises. There are people who love surprises, but there are people who don't want surprises. You know, I know of a man of God who doesn't love surprises. He even organizes to surprise himself, you know, because he doesn't want, you know, surprises. And there are people like that, you know, there are people like that who organize, you know, their surprises. They can organize their own party. They can organize their own birthday party. They can organize their own event, you know, and walk in as if they are surprised, because they always want to be in church and they don't want to be surprised, because surprises throws them, you know, off. When you throw a surprise for them, you know, it throws them off balance, because they always want to be in charge. So I believe Jehoshaphat did not want surprises. That's why he says, I need to go and get a prophet. He says, is there not a prophet here? I need to speak to a prophet. I need to talk to a prophet so that the prophet can prepare me for what is going to happen in this situation. And so he went to a prophet. Who is this prophet? This prophet is Elisha. Elijah is the prophet. And the Bible says from verse 14, and Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts lives, before whom I stand, surely, why it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah? I will not look at you nor see you, but now bring me a musician. So someone was said that the king sent somebody to go and even talk to him, you know, but he said, because I respect Jehoshaphat, you know, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. So it's like even the prophet Elisha was told to do something that he was not ready for. And so he did it only because Jehoshaphat, you know, the kind of respect that he had for Jehoshaphat. And that's why, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's important for you to live well with people. It's important for you to gain people's respect, because you never know when you need someone. You know, there are people who come into your life, you know, get into your life, you become friends, you know, you work together, join a church, work together, and then you develop something, and then they just break the relationship, you know, and then they just treat you with no respect at all. I mean, it's like telling you, I don't need you ever in my life again. I don't need you. I don't need your help. I don't need your contribution in my life. And they just walk out of your life like that. Look, this prophecy was based on respect. This prophetic utterance that Elisha was about to release was based on respect. He said, it is because I respect Jehoshaphat. It's because of the relationship that I have with Jehoshaphat that I'm going to seek God on his behalf. And so it's important for you to have a good relationship with people. It's important for you to gain their respect. It's important for you to live well with people. Don't be quick to break relationships. You know, don't be quick just to come in and come out of people's lives. You come in, you come out of people's lives. You come in, you come out of people's lives. You treat them like trash, walk out with disrespect. You know, it's not a good thing, because let me tell you, at some point you will need them. At some point you will need to talk to those people. At some point you will need direction. At some point you will need a prophetic instruction. At some point you will need, you know, that person to come, you know, through for you. And so this prophecy was released because there was a good relationship between Jehoshaphat and Elisha. And he said, because of the relationship I have with Jehoshaphat, bring me a musician, bring me a minstrel, bring me a keyboardist, bring me a guitarist, bring me the band, let them begin to play. And as they began to play, the Bible says, then it happened when the musician played that the hand of the Lord came upon me, or upon him. The hand of the Lord came upon him. And then he said, thus says the Lord, make this valley full of ditches, for thus says the Lord, you shall not see wind, nor shall you see rain, yet that valley shall be filled with water, so that you, your cattle, and your animal may drink. So when the musician played, what happened? The hand of God came upon him. And when the hand of God came upon him, the prophetic unction was released. And he began to prophesy. And look at verse 18 to 19. And this is a simple matter in the sight of the Lord. He will also deliver the Moabites into your hand, and you shall attack every fortified city and every choice city, and shall cut down every good tree and stop up every spring of water and ruin every good piece of land with stone. So God assured him of, you know, victory. When the hand of God came upon Elisha, you know, he gained prophetic eyesight and he was able to see what was going to happen in this situation. So when the hand of God is upon you, the prophetic unction kicks in. You are able to see what was enigmatic in your life is resolved because of the hand of God upon you. What was complex in your life is resolved because of the hand of God upon you. Where you couldn't see your way out, a light shines because of the hand of God upon you. Where you are, you know, under siege and you don't know what to do, because of the hand of God upon you, an answer shows up in your life in that particular, you know, circumstance. I pray that this morning, as we pray, I declare that our eyes will be open. I declare that our understanding will be enlightened. I pray that what is enigmatic, what is hard to resolve, what is difficult to resolve, what is difficult to deal with, that the hand of God will open our eyes. The hand of God will enlighten our understanding to be able to resolve those difficult matters in the name of Jesus. There is somebody here, maybe you've been surrounded by your enemies, you feel under siege, you've been surrounded by forces of darkness, you've been surrounded by difficulties, you've been surrounded by hard circumstances, you feel like you are even not able to breathe properly, it's like you're just gasping for air. I pray today that may the hand of God come upon you as you pray, and may God grant you wisdom, may God grant you a solution out of your situation in the name of Jesus. May God make a way. May God open your eyes. May God give you the prophetic eye to see. May God grant you the ability to see your way out of that complex situation in the name of Jesus. Jehoshaphat needed to hear from God. Jehoshaphat needed direction from God. Jehoshaphat needed a strategy from God. Jehoshaphat needed an assurance from God, because he didn't want surprises in this situation. And when Elisha wanted to prophesy, he called a minstrel, and the minstrel played, and after playing, the hand of God came upon Elisha and he opened his eyes so that he may give the king direction concerning what was going to happen in that situation. This morning, may the hand of God come upon you concerning that situation you're being faced with. May the hand of God come upon you. May the hand of God be good to you concerning that complex situation you are in. You are under siege. You are surrounded, and you're feeling like your house is caving in. You're feeling like your marriage is caving in. You're feeling like all that you're building is caving in. It is under pressure. I pray that may the hand of God be upon you this morning, and may you see your way out. May you see the breakthrough that you need to receive for you to be able to get out of that situation. May you see a strategy that you've been longing for. May you understand the path and locate the path of escape out of that situation in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, may your hand be upon us. May your hand be upon us. May your hand surround us. May your good hand, may your hand be good to us, O God, that we may come out of complex situations, that we may resolve enigmas in our lives, that we may deal with difficulties in our lives this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My time is up, and we have to pray right now. We have to pray right now in the name of Jesus. Are you ready to pray, somebody? Are you ready to seek the face of God right now? I want us to pray in the name of Jesus for the few minutes that we have. I want us to pray for the hand of God to bring exaltation in our lives right now in the name of Jesus. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know how tough your situation is. I don't know how tough your life is, but I want you to raise up your hand right now, raise up your voice right now, and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Pray for the hand of God to come upon you. Pray for the hand of God to rest upon you. Pray for the hand of God to be good to you in the name of Jesus, and cause exaltation to happen in your life in the name of Jesus. Maybe for you, your promotion has delayed. Your exaltation has delayed. It has taken longer. Things have been thick. Things have been difficult. Life has been hard in your life, but I want you to raise your voice right now and pray for the hand of God to rest upon you this morning in the name of Jesus. Pray for the hand of God to cover you this morning in the name of Jesus. Pray for the hand of God to surround you this morning in the name of Jesus. There is nothing that is difficult with our God. His hand is still moving. His hand is still at work. His hand is still lifting people. His hand is still exalting his children. His hand is still unlocking promotions in the lives of his children. This morning, raise your voice wherever you are and begin to pray for the hand of God to cause exaltation to take place in your life in the name of Jesus. Maybe you're here, you've been stuck in the same rut for years. You've gone round in circles, in the same spot for many years. As you pray, may the hand of God bring exaltation. May the hand of God bring a lifting in your life this morning, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for your hand to be at work in our lives right now, in the name of Jesus. I pray for your hand to be at work in my situation right now, in the name of Jesus. I pray for your hand to unlock exaltation in my life this morning, in the name of Jesus. Father, many of us, we have gone round in circles. Many of us, we have been stuck in the same rut for many years. Many of us, oh God, have gone from frustration to frustration. When we thought we are going to be exalted, when we thought we are going to be promoted, it never happened. We have been stuck in the same rut. We have been stuck in the same situation for many years. But this morning, Father, we pray that may your hand be good to us this morning. May your hand be good to us this morning. May your hand unlock exaltation in our lives this morning. As we humble ourselves at the place of prayer, as we humble ourselves this morning and begin to pray, Jehovah God, as we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, I pray, Jehovah, that may you lift us up. I pray, Jehovah God, that may you exalt us. May you push us to the next level in the name of Jesus. May you break the captivity of stagnation over our lives this morning in the name of Jesus. May you reverse the cycle of captivity, the cycle of stagnation in our lives this morning in the name of Jesus. And I pray, oh God, may you unlock exaltation upon our lives this morning in the name of Jesus. Exalt your children, Lord. Exalt your children, Lord. It is our month of double honor. It is our month of double honor. And I pray, oh God, for that person who has been longing for exaltation, praying for exaltation, humbling themselves under the mighty hand, under your mighty hand. I pray that this month of March, may they experience exaltation in their lives, in the name of Jesus. Father, I decree this morning as we pray that we shall not remain the same. As we pray, we shall not be stuck in the same level, in the name of Jesus. As we raise our voice to pray, we shall not go in circles in the same place, in the name of Jesus. I pray this morning, let exaltation be activated in our lives in the name of Jesus. As your children are praying, as your people are praying, as they call upon your hand to be upon their lives, I pray, Jehovah God, may you unlock exaltation in their lives in the name of Jesus. As we pray, come on, I hope you're praying this morning. Don't let anything to distract you. Don't let anything to distract you. Lift your voice and pray. Raise your voice and pray that exaltation may come your way as the hand of God rests upon you, as the hand of God dwells in your home today, as the hand of God surrounds you this morning. Let exaltation take place in your life right now. In the name of Jesus, you will not be stuck in that situation for the rest of your life. The devil is a liar. You will not be stuck in that circumstance for the rest of your life in the name of Jesus. May this be your due season. May this month of March be your due season, your season of exaltation, your season of lifting in the name of Jesus. May Jehovah God lift you. May Jehovah God raise you. May Jehovah God unlock your promotion. Some of you, I declare as you pray that your promotion is taking place this month of March in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you will be promoted because your promotion has been long overdue. In the name of Jesus, you will be promoted. You will experience financial increase. You will experience financial breakthrough. Yes, this month of March, you are changing offices. You are moving to a higher office. You are moving to a bigger office. In the name of Jesus, you are moving to a bigger space. In the name of Jesus, you are gaining more influence. Double honor is coming your way because of exaltation. In the name of Jesus, Father, may your hand begin to move. May your hand begin to move. May your hand begin to move over your people as they pray this morning. May your hand begin to move over our lives as we pray this morning, as we intercede, as we cry out to you, as we pray with all our hearts, as we pray and call upon your name this morning. I pray that may your hand begin to move in our lives today. In the name of Jesus, may your hand surround us. May your hand surround us. May your hand be upon us as we are praying. May your hand come upon us, and may your hand be good to us, to unlock promotion, to unlock exaltation upon our lives. In the name of Jesus, come on, somebody pray. I need to hear you in the spirit. Raise your voice wherever you are. Don't be quiet. Pray, pray, pray. As I'm praying, you're also praying. As I'm praying, you're also praying. As I'm interceding, you're also interceding. As I'm calling upon the name of the Lord, you are also calling upon the name of the Lord. As I'm crying out to the Lord for his hand to be good to me, for his hand to be good to us, you are also praying. Don't be quiet. Don't be silent. This is your moment to pray that the hand of God may come upon you to unleash exaltation upon your life. In the name of Jesus, the year 2024, you are going higher. The month of March, you are going higher. You shall not be stuck at the same level. You shall not go lower than where you are today. You will go higher. You will be exalted. Your business will be exalted. Your family will be exalted. Your farm will be exalted. Your church will be exalted. Whatever you engage to do will be exalted. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My goodness. The second thing that I want you to pray, that God may grant you the understanding. God may open your eyes in your complex situation, in your difficult situation. May the hand of God come upon you to help you know how to deal with that situation, to make you see the way of escape. Maybe you are in a difficult situation, in a difficult circumstance. You don't know what to do. You can't see your way out. I want you to pray that the hand of God will be upon you to help you locate the way of escape. In the name of Jesus, the hand of the Lord will come upon you to show you the victory that God is about to give you. The hand of God will come upon you to show you the breakthrough that God is about to release in your life. The hand of God will come upon you for him to show you, oh yes, the victories that is about to give unto you today. In the name of Jesus, raise up your voice right now and begin to pray. I don't know where you are. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're being faced with, but God knows where you are. God knows what you're going through. God knows the difficult situation that you are in. And as you begin to pray today, you will gain understanding over every complex situation, difficult situation in your life this morning. In the name of Jesus, that place that you are stuck in, as you begin to pray, understanding is coming your way. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Discernment is coming your way right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for someone here who is going through a tough time. I pray for someone here who is stuck in a dilemma. I pray for someone here who needs to hear you, who needs to see your hand pointing them at the right direction. I pray for someone here who is going through stuff until they are confused. They have been bombarded by issue after issue. I pray for that person right now. May they see your hand pointing them in the right direction. May your hand come upon them. May your hand be good to them, O God, to grant them a prophetic eye, to see, to understand enigmas, to resolve, O God, difficulties in their lives in the name of Jesus, to resolve, O God, anything that is hard, anything that is complex, anything that is difficult in their lives, Jehovah God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for each and every one of them, O God, who is here in this prayer meeting and is going through a tough time. He's going through a rough patch in his or her life. He doesn't know. She doesn't know what to do. It is thick. It is dark. It is severe. The storm is blowing. The wind is blowing. The waters are turbulent and they cannot see even the shore. I pray for them this morning. Oh, yes, that let your hand come upon them and open their eyes. Let your hand be good to them and rest upon their lives this morning to grant them understanding in their situation. In the name of Jesus, I pray that they will not be stuck in the middle of the ocean. They will not be stuck in that situation. They will not be stuck in that difficult circumstance over their lives. In the name of Jesus, there is a way out. There is a way out. There is a way out. There is a solution. In the name of Jesus, there is victory coming their way. In the name of Jesus, your hand is coming upon them as your spirit comes upon them, the spirit of wisdom. In the name of Jesus, like Elisha, oh God, when the hand of God came upon him, he was able to see. I pray today, Lord, as your hand comes upon them, they will be able to see. They will be able to comprehend all the way out of their dilemma, of their difficult situation. In the name of Jesus, somebody raise your voice and pray. Come on, pray that you're gaining a prophetic unction. As the hand of God comes upon you, you are able to resolve difficulties. You are able to resolve difficult situations and circumstances over your life this morning. In the name of Jesus, you will handle difficult situations. You will handle difficult circumstances. You will handle dilemmas in your life. You will handle, yes, enigmas in your life this morning. In the name of Jesus, I pray you will not be swallowed in the sea. You will not be swallowed by your problems. You will not be destroyed by your difficult circumstances. In the name of Jesus, may the hand of God come upon you. May the hand of God be good to you. May the hand of God surround you. May the hand of God cause the Spirit of God to come upon you, to grant you wisdom, to grant you understanding concerning your situation. In the name of Jesus, may the hand of God come upon you today to help you deal with what is confronting you, to help you deal with what is a mountain in your life. In the name of Jesus, may the hand of God come upon you this morning to help you come out of that difficult situation. In the name of Jesus, may the hand of God come upon you to help you come out of that difficult circumstance. In the name of Jesus, you shall not be destroyed in that difficult situation. You shall not sink in that difficult circumstance. You shall not destroy your family because of what you're going through. You will not even commit suicide because of what you're going through. In the name of Jesus, but God's hand is coming upon you as you pray. God's hand is resting upon you as you pray. God's hand is surrounding you today as you pray, to help you, to strengthen you, to lead you out of that difficult situation, to lead you out of that difficult circumstance. In the name of Jesus, to lead you out of that difficult dilemma that you are in today. In the name of Jesus, you will not be stuck. You will not be destroyed. Hallelujah. Your boat will not capsize. In the name of Jesus, the hand of God is leading you. The hand of God is directing you. The hand of God is guiding you safely to the shore. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, may your hand be upon us. Father, may your hand rest upon us. May your hand surround us. May your hand guide us. May your hand lead us. May your hand walk with us on this journey, oh God, a journey of difficulties, a journey of dilemmas, a journey of enigmas. May your hand, oh God, guide us. May your hand, oh God, lead us. Because of your hand, Father, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Because of your hand, oh God, we can see our breakthrough. Oh, yes, in the middle of our difficulties. Because of your hand, oh God, we can see hope in the midst of our hopeless situation. Because because of your hand, oh God, we can see victory in the midst of our calamity, in the name of Jesus. Because of your hand upon us, oh God, we can see the sun rising on the horizon in our dark situation. May his hand be upon you. May his hand be upon you. May his hand be upon you. Your ministry will do well because his hand is going to be upon you. Your family will do well because of his hand that is going to be upon you. Your business will do well because of his hand that is going to be upon you. In the name of Jesus, your children will do well with their studies because of his hand upon your life today. In the name of Jesus, your farm will do so well because of his hand upon you. In the name of Jesus, your business, whatever you engage in, the work of your hands will prosper because of the hand of God upon you. You will not be stuck. You will not stagnate. You will not be destroyed by negative circumstances around your life today. The hand of God is with you. The hand of God is guiding you. The hand of God is leading you. The hand of God is with you in your mess, in your chaos, in your complex situation, in your difficulty. In the name of Jesus, his hand is guiding you. As you are praying right now, his hand is leading you. He's leading you out of that mess. He's leading you out of that complex situation. He's leading you out of that difficult moment. In the name of Jesus, his hand is upholding you in the middle of the sea. His hand is upholding you in the difficulty situation that in the difficult situation you are in right now. His hand is reaching out to you the way he reached out to Peter when Peter was sinking and he lifted him out of the water. The hand of God is lifting you out of that complex situation. In the name of Jesus, you will not drown. You will not go under. You will not be destroyed. Your business will not be destroyed. Your family will not be destroyed. Your life will not be destroyed. Oh yes, he's reaching out to you in the nick of time to pull you out of that mess, to pull you out of that difficulty, to pull you out of that, oh yes, a tricky situation. In the name of Jesus, Father, oh, thank you for your hand that is good to us this morning. Thank you for your hand that is guiding us this morning. Thank you for your hand that is directing us this morning. Thank you for your hand that is leading us this morning. Oh God, I depend upon your hand. We depend upon your hand. We trust in your hand. Oh, we lean on your hand this morning to lead us out of our complex situations, to lead us out of enigmas. We depend upon your hand. We hang on your hand. We put our trust in your hand. Oh yes, totally, we put our trust in your hand. Oh yes, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, for everyone that is here right now, that may your hand be upon them. May your hand be good to them. As your hand was with Nehemiah, he faced obstacles. He faced Sanballat and Tobias. As your hand was with him, I pray that may your hand be with us as well. In the name of Jesus, may your mighty hand rest upon us today to exalt us and to help us deal with complex situations. In the name of Jesus, we shall not be destroyed. We shall not sink. We shall not go under, because your hand is with us to uphold us and to direct us all the way, every step of the way, in the name of Jesus. For a minute, open your mouth and thank God for his hand. Appreciate God for his hand upon your life this morning, in the name of Jesus. Everybody here, thank God for his hand. In the name of Jesus, thank God for his hand that is guiding you right now. His hand that is resting upon you right now. Father, I thank you for your hand that is upon my life today. I thank you for your hand that is good to me today. I'm leaving this place with your hand in operation in my life. In the name of Jesus, your hand of exaltation, your hand of wisdom to guide me and to direct me. I thank you, Father. I bless you, O God. I glorify your name. I magnify you, O God, for your strong hand, your mighty hand upon my life this morning, your mighty hand to lead me and to guide me this morning. I thank you for your hand that will be with me all day long in my decisions, in things that I need to do, in decisions that I need to make, in steps that I need to take. May your hand guide me and be with me every step of the way. In Jesus' name we pray, and we all shout a big amen, amen, and amen. 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 Everybody type a loud amen in that comment section right now. Type a loud, sustained, long amen in the name of Jesus. Wow. The hand of God is with you. The hand of God is with us. As the hand of God was good towards Nehemiah, the hand of God is also good towards you this morning in the name of Jesus. Live here knowing that the hand of God is going with you. The hand of God is going to guide you. The hand of God is going to direct you in the name of Jesus. You will not be alone. You will not operate alone. The hand of God will be with you in all your endeavors in the name of Jesus. Type a long, sustained amen in the name of Jesus. Is the hand of God upon your life today in the name of Jesus? Type a long, very long, sustained amen, because you believe that the hand of God is going to be with you in Jesus' name. Do you believe it, that your exaltation is sure because of the hand of God upon you? Do you believe it? I hope you do. Do you believe that the hand of God is helping you resolve your difficulties? Oh, yes, the hand of God is with you. Type a long, sustained amen, because you are living this prayer service with the hand of God at work in your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you for tuning in to Dr. Dodds-White's podcast today. We hope you found inspiration and insight that resonates deeply within you. Remember, transformation is not just a destination, but a continuous journey. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with those you care about. Together, let's spread the light of transformation far and wide. Until next time, stay blessed, stay inspired, and keep transforming your world.